This is Victor Carrial, the typical PC user podcast, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements.
It's the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right. Hello, everyone. This is Dave Jackson, and this is the Morning Announcements from the School of Podcasting. That's right. This is the official podcast of the schoolofpodcasting.com, where we talk about resources and tips and tricks all about podcasting, as well as some of the resources I've added out at theschoolofpodcasting.com. I just got back last night. I'm still a little, loopy from all the flying and things like that. I was out at the Portable Media Expo, better known as the Podcasting Expo, this weekend. Got to meet a lot of really cool people. It was a lot of fun. It was great. And I thought I'd share some of my... The next couple podcasts will actually have some thoughts and insights and things that I've learned out at the expo. But the one thing that came up over and over and over again was this whole thing about playing licensed music, better known as RAAA music. Have you ever seen that kid that wants the one thing that he just can't have, like, a pony or something? Like, Mom, can I have a pony? No. Come on, Mom, I'll feed it. No. I'll water it every day. Mom, no. I'll make sure it's clean. No. And I swear, it seemed like every time I turn around, somebody's asking, but I'm from Brazil. No. You can't. What if it's for 4 seconds? No. What if I talk over it? No. You can't. Move on, okay? Unless the big record companies come to us and say you can play it, or they come up with some kind of new rules, you can't play it. Now, instead of looking at what you can't have, and unfortunately that is the case here, nobody really wants something until somebody says you can't have it. But because we can't have it, everybody wants it. And here's the thing. It's not that there isn't good music. There's a lot of good music. Because a lot of times if you just listen to the radio, you go, man, all the music stinks. But it isn't. There's a lot of great music. You just don't hear it on the radio. And that's where all these great things like GarageBand and the PodSafe Music Network come into play. But there's a lot of great music. So quit fretting about what we can't play, and let's focus on what we can. In fact, if you ever listen, there's a great podcast called Digital Flotsam. It is one of my favorites. P.W. Fenton, phenomenal. If you want to listen to a highly polished, produced podcast, man, it's one of my favorite. I am more in awe of how he puts it together in addition to the content. It's kind of like a Wonder Years for podcasting. And unfortunately, he has pulled down all his back catalog because he had licensed music in it. And he explained how it's sad because he had some old kind of like 30s clarinet kind of, Benny Goodman kind of stuff in his podcast. And he's pulled it all down just to be safe. And he's actually gotten so mad to say he not only will not, he's only going to play PodSafe music, he will only purchase independent music. So he said, artists like Bruce Hornsby, which he really likes, he says, Bruce, next time your contract comes up, don't renew and go indie, because that's the only way I'm going to buy it. So he's actually, talking with his wallet, and that is really what's going to make a change. So a couple other aspects that I wanted to talk about was, I had no reference in terms of this expo. I had always, the only thing I had come close, I'd been to expos before, but they were always kind of from a presenter standpoint. I'd never been an attendee. And I could only kind of compare it to a high school reunion. And when I went to my high school reunion, it was a blast seeing all my old friends and things like that. But there was a certain amount of, well, what do you do for a living? Oh, how much money do you make? Insinuated kind of thing. And, I've got more kids than you do. Nyah, 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 kind of thing. And so I wasn't sure, were people going to be, sharing insights and tips, or were they going to, how many subscribers do you have? We'll talk about that. Having subscribers, not that big a deal. Downloads is where it's at, baby. We'll talk about that in another podcast. But anyway, it was very, very cool in the fact that, here's the thing. Here's the point. One of the biggest things in podcasting is you're supposed to be yourself. Just be yourself. Let your personality come out. That's what makes your podcast unlike anybody else's, because you are in it. And looking back, it's kind of a duh. But when I met people, they were just like they were in their podcast. You know, Michael Butler is very cool. First thing I did was I bought that man a Heineken because I know he loves Heineken. It's very cool. You know, and Scott Fletcher is hilarious over at podcheck.com, and that's very cool. There's a guy named Greg. Greg, I'm going to try to find your business card as I say this, but Greg does a podcast called the Five Questions Podcast. And you hear me going through all these business cards? I mean, I've got a stack. And Greg and I were sharing thoughts on putting together podcasts, you know, different techniques, live versus assembled and things like that. And we just shared, you know, tip after tip. And I'm assuming it's fivequestions.com. I'm still looking. I mean, seriously, if you could see the the stack of cards I have, and I can't, here it is. Five, the number five, questions.net. It's very cool. If you want to get your feet wet with podcasting, if you go over there and you can leave like an audio, you can either call in to answer the five questions or you can answer them on mic, and then I'm assuming send him the email or a link to the email on your site would be even better. Very nice guy. And I've Greg, I'm going to be honest here. I've never heard your podcast. I've heard of it, but I've never actually heard it. But I'm betting money on that Greg is the exact same way on his podcast that he is in real life. And that's the whole key. You just be yourself. So that was very cool that I liked about it. Same thing with Victor, our friend that introduced the show. One of the nicest guys I met at the show. Just very nice. Never met the guy in the world.
You should listen to Victor Katyal with a typical PC user podcast. It's like the coolest podcast ever. Victor can help with your computer problems. He has like tons of skills. Backup skills, hacker skills, programming skills, ninja attack skills. So I listen to him whenever I can get on the frickin' computer. Gosh!
Don't be jealous that I've been chatting online with babes all day.
So listen to Victor, and all your wildest dreams will come true at www.typicalpcuser.com.
So that was very cool. So that I wasn't, looking back, I'm not surprised. I wasn't sure what to expect. And it's going to be interesting because I think we're all being very nice because we wanted to be liked, but I don't even think that's the case, you know. So it's very cool. And as I saw all of us together, and the other thing was very cool, is there are a lot of people that I walked up to and I said, you know, what show do you do? And they said, I don't do one yet. So there are more coming. The legions will be getting stronger. And I'm going to say something here that sounds very, I don't know. You know, in the 60s, when you watched all the hippies, man, the hippies dudes are going to change the world. It'll be great. Power to the revolution. Power to the people. You know, and you look back now and you go, man, what a bunch of dudes. But I'm serious. Call me an old hippie or something. I'm not that old, okay? Just for the record. But I really think, okay, I want you to hear this. I'm saying this with a straight voice now, straight face. I think podcasting is going to change the world. I think it already is. I think radio is wetting its pants. Now, we're not going to get rid of radio. That was another point that was brought up a lot. We're not going to get rid of radio. You know, VCRs didn't get rid of movies. You know, FM didn't get rid of AM. I think we're going to enhance radio. Because we're going to take their ratings. They're going to have to do something to keep their listeners. But I really think podcasting is going to change the world. It's going to be fun to look back in 2020 and go, man, I was part of that. And look at where we're at now as we listen to our podcasts in our microchip implanted in our head. We just put our, I don't know, we put our heads on the monitor and we Bluetooth into our brain. couple quick tips for you here before we run out the door. I think I've mentioned this at the site before, but I thought I'd share it here. I come from a rock and roll background, and I'm always big about talking directly into the mic. So when you say things like podcasting, and now I've got a pop filter here so you can't hear that, but you know, you get a different sound. But if you are using, if you're not using a pop filter, a way to get around that and kind of better technique, depending on what tone you're looking for, is to what they call talk across the mic, which is, if I was a vampire, I'd suck blood in the morning, I'd suck blood in the evening. Now I do sound like a hippie. Anyway, you would point the mic at your fang, and you kind of talk across the microphone. So that is a tip. Also, If you're using an iRiver, I use an iRiver 899. And I actually tried recording this podcast earlier in my car. I was using an SM58. And basically, here's what happens. If you there's a speed control, so you can actually listen to podcasts faster, which is funny because they all sound like, that sounds like a bunch of munchkins on your podcast. And if you don't turn that back down to zero when you record, your podcast sounds like this when people talk. Sounds like, I don't know, Darth Vader. And so there's a tip for any iRivers users. And the other thing is, I got a couple quick things that I'm adding to the site. One is Gcast. Now, this is, I don't know if I'm sold on this one yet. It's a way to make a podcast. You can make a podcast with your phone. It's basically from the makers of GarageBand. Now, their big claim to fame is Madonna is using this to promote her new single, whatever, stuff that's coming out. So that's it. And it's really tied heavily into GarageBand. So it's a way to make... You can be the DJ kind of using GarageBand music. And then I didn't even see a way where you could upload your own stuff. It was either you called in by the phone or you used PodSafe music from GarageBand. And I just sniffed around it. But you might want to check it out, Gcast. And the other thing I found today was if you go to... I believe it's feed player.com. Now, this is from a company called Big Contact, but we've talked about other free players before, and you can basically go through. This is actually kind of the same player that Madonna is now using. There's two versions. It's a slim version and a standard version, and you can go over there to, again, feedplayer.com and check that out if you're looking for a player on your site. Now, speaking of free players... I did meet with the PodTrack people. I mentioned that in the last podcast. Very, very cool. And here's the key that I didn't realize. The guy that started this company used to work for one of the advertising agencies in New York. And the cool thing that he did was he really got to talk to podcasters as he was developing this program and understood what it takes to make a podcast in terms of technology and RSS feeds and MP3 files and things like that. So I don't see a downside to PodTrack at this point if you're looking to monetize. And not everybody is. You know, not everybody is. You don't have to be a radio star. If you just want to use this to communicate, that's fine. There's nothing that says you have to make money with podcasting. I'll talk more about that later on because I did get some really weird vibes from people when you start talking about money in podcasting. Another place that you can get a free player is PodTrack.com. And in addition to that, I say this because if you go out to our website, schoolofpodcasting.com, if you get a chance, there's kind of a baby poop green on the right-hand side. It's a button for our survey. It takes you probably about 3-4 minutes to go through it. If you get a chance, I would greatly appreciate that just because I want to see this work in action, and it's from PodTrack again. So there are a couple places for free players there. And also wanted to mention some cool resources that I ran into. Well, number one, and if you don't know about this one, where have you been? I got to meet Rob from Podcast 411. Very, very nice guy, very mellow guy. So if you've never been to Podcast 411, there's some tutorials over there. And unlike my site, it's free. So go check it out. Another one, I met Mark from Pod Squad. Now, they spell squad, S-Q-O-D. There's no U there, podsquad.com. And where I have some side-by-side microphone comparisons on the site, PodSquad does a lot of gear reviews. They've actually partnered with some microphone companies. So if you're looking for reviews on gear and things like that, this guy had a really sweet Marantz setup. So if you want to get into more stuff about gear, definitely go out PodSquad. Again, squad is S-Q-O-D, no U. And tell Mark I said hi. And I think that's going to do it. I'm going to be podcasting a fair amount here, but I want to keep them all around 15 minutes or less. So I thank you for taking time to listen to this. If you want to see more resources, as always, along with our 2 hours of video tutorials and 2 hours of audio tutorials, go over to theschoolofpodcasting.com and sign up. And also, if you're looking to make some money, you can make friends by referring your friends to theschoolofpodcasting.com. Both of those are done by clicking the sign-up button. You'll see where there's one option to be an affiliate or one option to be a student. And, of course, obviously, if you're a student, you're already an affiliate. So we'll be back more with more tips, hints, tricks, etc., etc., all from the world of podcasting. I'm Dave Jackson. Thanks time for listening, And if you're thinking about doing a podcast, I'm pretty sure someone is waiting to hear from you. Oh, that's so cheesy. I got to come up with a new ending line. I'll see you guys later.